We got flight.
Chad Reed, first of all, how did Dan Truman survive bicycling all week?
Oh, he actually crushed it. He's athlete Dan now.
I mean, I just heard he bicycled every day.
Yeah, I think we took Wednesday off where we went go-karting.
Right.
But yeah, I was proud of him. He did crushed it this week.
This kind of conditions, you're good at these. You've always been pretty good at them. Tonight, pretty steady race from you, and you and AP pretty much had a battle of the death for the whole main event.
Yeah, I mean, he passed me, and then I would pass him back. Yeah.
Right behind you.
The last time that I passed him, if he was close, he was quiet, because I didn't really know he was there. But yeah, pretty average night. I mean, for me, I'm happy because it's a fifth, and no matter what, good, bad conditions, I think that it's a night that I get paid well tonight, and you just got to be happy. That's the best race of the season. So, but yeah, as far as my performance, not stoked on it. I think, I think I should have made a few adjustments to the drying track and didn't, and fought that a little bit in the main event. But other than that, I mean, yeah, like I said, I don't want to downplay or say that I'm not pumped, because I think a fifth tonight is good. I don't care how good I am in this conditions or how lucky you are or whatever. Like, those conditions suck. They're not any fun at all. You know, like, it's just survival the whole time. So
you almost wish it would just sort of poured.
I honestly believe that if it had continued to rain, I think we would have had a better racetrack than that.
Yeah.
But then again, the rain that we had was pretty gnarly. Like, the start straightaway, finally in the main event, it wasn't full of water. So, yeah, track was really, really gnarly. I don't know that anyone can say that it wasn't. It was a lot like Seattle last year.
Yeah.
I thought Seattle
looked a little racier, though, like a little better.
And honestly, like, visually from a rider standpoint, it's not like it's like it looks gnarly. It's not like it, you know, comes across like anything like that. It kind of looks quite nice. It looks like you could just get in the rut and go double-double, but for whatever reason, you exit stage left and right really, really simply, you know, easily. So that's what made it challenging.
Okay, Wyatt, nice job. And I think your veteran savvy comes through in a race like this, where you're like, hey, kids, I'm going to just be the same speed for all, 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and that's it. So.
Yeah, I mean, I took a long time to get going. I think that towards maybe the last five laps, I actually rode okay. But up until then, I just felt like I was in the wrong group of guys and learning all the wrong, basically just every bad habit you could learn, I learned. So I had to basically just get mad at myself and then find my rhythm again.
You didn't ride all week, right?
I borrowed a bike, a stock bike, and rode at Milestone. So
okay, I was going to say, how was that not riding all week?
Actually,
but yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. I felt good. I rode my bicycle a lot. I rode my go-kart. That was a good week, solid week. So yeah, and in my best performance of the year. So let's remember that.
Yeah. Thank you.